There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's time to get our singing voices on, and joining us is Shelley Frost, who's the director of The Fridge and co-founder of Choir Fest at Middle East. Nice to see you, Shelley.
Good afternoon, man.
Yeah, great to have you with us. So, first of all, tell us what we can expect this year from Choir Fest.
Okay, I'm going to start with the jewel in the crown.
Yes, why not?
Which is, as we go into our sixth year of Choir Fest Middle East,
yeah,
we're celebrating our gala concert in Dubai Opera this Saturday night.
Okay.
The concert's starting at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. And we can look forward to seeing the winning junior choir, final senior choirs, and then visiting choirs from Jordan, Iran, Lebanon, as well as locally based choirs.
And what sort of different styles of choirs are taking part in the event?
It is so rich and exciting and varied. They're from a cappella choirs, which means a choir singing with no accompaniment, voice only, to single voice choirs, female only, to mixed, to Arabic, to Tagalog, to positively sort of choreographed renditions, to other things that are more serious. So it's extremely exciting. One of the key moments within this concert is we're attempting the biggest choir ever formed within the UAE.
Can pull this one off, Shelley. How big a choir will it be?
Well, we are hoping to have in excess of 400 people on the stage in Dubai Opera singing You Raise Me Up.
We
have with us the fabulous David Lawrence, and he holds the Guinness World Book of Records for the largest choir performance in the UK. There were 6,846 people.
My goodness, that's a big one.
And we're not looking to top that yet. But if you want to come down, there's a workshop to anybody out there who wants to sing. There's a workshop on Thursday.
Okay.
Between 1 and 2 p.m. at The Fridge in Al Sakal Avenue. And if you come down, learn the song, you're going to be invited up on stage.
You can be a part of it. Yeah. I mean, you know, actually getting into a choir and joining a choir, I mean, is it quite an easy thing to do out here? Or, you know, does it take a little bit of training maybe?
It's a very easy thing to do. There are a number of choirs. You can actually choose a choir that's going to suit you from your musical taste point of view and probably socially as well, because it's a very social environment. You can reach out to Choir Fest to help hook you up.
What kind of different material do these choirs do? Because, we often think of a choir maybe singing hymns or singing, kind of standard music, but it's really diversified now, isn't it? I think all kinds of material can be tackled by a choir.
It's extremely diverse, and you have someone like Tehran Vocal Ensemble who have beatbox, and really sing
kind of hip-hop
like pentatonics sort of vibe, a cappella. And you're right, it's just all the way through. We see very exciting.
I have a feeling movies like Pitch Perfect might have an influence on the rise of that sort of choir, the a cappella choirs.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the Junior and Adult Choir of the Year competitions that you've got going on.
Well, this year sees the first time ever winner of a junior competition by popular demand. It used to be non-competitive, but we were demanded to make that competitive. So I'm very excited to see the winner on stage on Saturday evening. And then the level of choirs of the secondary schools, it's kudos to the teachers and the students alike for the hard work put in. During the sessions, the visiting group from Australia said that the standard here far exceeds what they have at home in Australia.
Really?
They were absolutely blown away by the level of what is coming through.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think that's all due to Choir Fest Middle East being existing.
Of course.
Existing for the last five and I going into our sixth year. No, but seriously, it has provided a really dynamic platform and a place where children watch each other and learn from each other and are encouraged to want to be the one the following year.
Mm.
So it's very interesting. The school choirs, one might think, school choirs, seriously?
Mm.
Come along, I challenge you not to, be inspired and amazed and have an absolutely thoroughly enjoyable time.
And it's a different experience, isn't it? Being in a choir rather than being a solo performer out there singing a song. You've got to be aware of what the other people are singing and, really focus in on your particular harmony.
Yeah.
It's It's so empowering, and it's such a confidence builder, because when you sing together, it's one of those things where, you know, you are greater than you at that point.
Yeah.
And you're part of something that's so much bigger and so much more beautiful that one could achieve on one's own. And you see everybody just open up and blossom as a result.
I was going to ask you, because some youngsters might feel obviously a bit intimidated at wanting to get into a choir and start this, but what's the difference you see in that person as they get involved and take part in this?
The biggest difference is in their confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence in themselves, confidence in the validity of their own voice and their place within a group. And that's especially exciting to see within a choir that was formed a year ago of the Determined. And there, it's incredible to see the results with the students within that choir.
I actually went to one of their concerts, I have to say, at the Canadian University, and yeah, they were phenomenal, these kids. The music that was coming out of them was just absolutely incredible. And kudos to them. And you could see the confidence and just the light in their eyes as they were performing. And it was something really, really special to experience.
Yeah. I mean, from a musical point of view as well, you know, it's all right having a good choir, but you need a good choir master who's doing all the conducting and putting it together. I mean, how difficult a task is that, to make sure that, you know, everybody's singing in harmony, in time? That must be quite a tall order.
That is a very, very tricky task. It's everything, in
yeah.
fact, from the choice of repertoire to then how that piece is shared and built from zero to completion with the choir. Everything is led. For anybody interested in choral directing, we have a workshop on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at Al Bayt, which is the home of singing in Al Sakal Avenue during Choir Fest, within the fridge. It's called Maestro's Mojo. So if you want to get yours on.
Get your mojo on with the maestro.
Amazing.
Yeah? And of course, Dubai Opera's involvement now really gives it another level, doesn't it? Because the acoustics in Dubai Opera are absolutely fantastic.
It is phenomenal to have their support, and I think it's so exciting for the community to think as a student that you might be able to actually get on that stage. And if you haven't stood on that stage, standing on that stage in that theatre is quite an experience. So I'm very excited for everyone performing on Saturday night.
Something definitely to aspire to. Now, the idea of North, a special guest, tell us about those guys.
They were actually here a few weeks ago when we went through a record number of children this year. We had workshopped nearly 2,000 school children from Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, Ajman, and Dubai. And they were phenomenal during that period. During this week, we have three choral leaders who are all exceptional in their own right, all absolute experienced leaders within the scene. Ragnar Rasmussen, all the way from Norway,
yeah,
as well as Peter Broadbent from the UK, David Lawrence, I've mentioned already, and then Ghislaine Morgan, who's absolutely extraordinary. She's running a workshop on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the evening as well, that's open to all and free of charge, I have to add, on how to use that voice. She's an incredible vocal technician.
Yeah.
So whether, even if you're not in a choir, all of these workshops are there for you to come along to. Ragnar Rasmussen is running something called Rhythmus, which is how to get rhythm into your choral singing. So these people bring an incredible expertise, and what they share really changes the lives of the choirs here for the year to come.
Fantastic. And then once again, it all comes to a climax at Dubai Opera. Where can we get our tickets for that?
You can get your tickets at dubaiopera.com, also on Virgin Ticketing. Tickets start at a very useful price of 75 dirhams, and only up to a maximum of, you can get yourself a box for 200 dirhams per person. So we look forward to seeing full families down there, and hopefully seeing some people belting out "You Raise Me Up" on stage.
Fantastic. Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. That's Shelley Froster from The Fridge, and looking forward to Choir Fest 2018.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.